McCormick amendment banning military funding of censorship added in the by Alam Bokhari on June 25, 2023. In appearance on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM Patriot 125, Representative Rich McCormick, RGA, confirmed that his amendment banning the military from working with NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and other organizations that blacklist conservative media, had been successfully added to the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. Speaking to Breitbart News Saturday host and Washington political editor Matthew Boyle, Rep. McCormick confirmed that the amendment had been voted on by the House, with votes falling along party lines, and was added to the NDA. If the NDA passes in its current form, this amendment will be included. They had military and other DoD organizations using a ranked structured system, where they would have to go to some sort of company and say which companies give false information. "We're not going to advertise on those networks," said McCormick, explaining how the military has sidelined conservative news companies. Quite frankly, they even rated Chinese, a couple of Chinese papers higher than Newsmax, for example. Higher than Epoch Times. Because of course the CCP has more legitimacy than Epoch Times, ridiculous. McCormick reiterated the point he made in his remarks to the Armed Services Committee, that sidelining conservative media cuts the military off from potential recruits. Instead of advertising to people you know want to be in the military, you're going to advertise on woke liberal media where you're not going to get people coming to the military. The very people who are safeguarding against bias are the most biased of all, the biggest propagators of falsities and misinformation. But they don't want anybody to believe anything but their truth. McCormick said that the government's determination to regulate truth had the hallmarks of a communist regime. "This is where you get into communist regimes. People who think we're a long way off from communism don't understand what's happening. When you look at the overreach of executive power, where you look at the overreach of bureaucracies, when you devalue the individual and value the political system, this is in direct contradiction to our constitution. The government literally gets to tell you when your business is open and closed, when you can travel, who you hire, who you fire. They get to literally control every aspect of your lives, including what's truth. That is as dangerous as anything we could ever have, jeopardizing our republic." Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleteit, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.